Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and we have yet another great show for you today. We are going to be joined by the office of the mayor, that is, which I'll say he's a mayoral candidate, but he is the current mayor, Walker Reed's campaign manager, Ms. Tabitha Rainey, and the treasurer, Ms. Shea Adams. So we're going to be joined by them momentarily. And I can't wait to speak to them because, like I told you, I wanted to talk to them before I brought on anyone else. And I wanted to make sure that the current mayor got a chance to come on. He's going to get many chances on his show. But I wanted to make sure that he come on or his people will come on and talk about their vision for Gastonia in the second term that Mayor Reed is running for. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in North Carolina, in Raleigh. You know what? This lady went on a racist rant to two African-American females that were in a restaurant. The lady said that she actually has black friends. But she ended up calling them the N-word because they were talking too loud. I lie to you not. This is what happened. And well, I'm going to play that clip later on, and hopefully you guys can hear that. But I'm going to play that clip, and I think this lady is just as crazy as the rest of these people who support her. And, oh, yes, it's people that actually support her. Don't understand that. But there are people that actually support this crazy lady. That went ranting and raving on another person's video that they took of these two ladies. I don't know how to get it, but they did. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that need to happen, once again, in our community. And I tell you, I'm not going to back off that. We're going to continue to talk about our community because it has to happen. You know, we got to be able to put things in order for us to be successful in our community. We got to put forth an effort. And I know we can do that because it's been proven before. It's just we got to learn how to keep it going. You know, I don't understand what our lack of motivation is. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
Jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride.
trying. Destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
My back was trying to hold on. Our love is so What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by our guest, Walker Reed, his campaign manager, Ms. Tabitha Rainey, and his treasurer, Ms. Shay Adams, will be joining us in just a minute to talk a little bit about what's going on with the campaign and what we can expect from Reed campaign 2020. Well, Reed 2019. That is, he's going to carry in the 2020, though, and then some. But anyhow, number call 646-668-8743. Guys, I was telling you a little bit before the break about what happened in Raleigh, North Carolina. You guys ain't going to believe this. You are not going to believe this lady. she claimed she had black friends. She was in a restaurant in Raleigh. And there's two black females, and they were, just having a good time. Just, you know, talking, having a good time, and this lady didn't like it. And I want you to hear what she had to say. I'm going to play this clip, and we going to talk about it, all right? So here's the clip from Rod. It's only a couple seconds long. I'm not going to go into the whole long clip. I'm just going to play a short version of it, all right? So here's the clip. Y'all hear that? Let me play that part again for you. You hear that? She got some black friends. One more time, y'all. Oh. I don't normally play that word on my show. It's banned from my show. But in this instance, it's news. And this lady had the audacity to call these two ladies who were literally minding their business the N-word to their face. Right after she said she had some friends, her best friends are black. Which I think is always hilarious. She said her best friends are black. She called them the N-word. Guys, let me tell you now. It's going to be a lot of that and then some going on if we don't start doing what we need to in our communities. What I really have a problem with is that she feels it was okay for her to even say that. She felt it was okay for her to walk over to those two African-American females and call them the N-word because they were too loud. And what's even more interesting is the fact that there are people who think she's right. If y'all don't get y'all behinds out and vote for the right people, this kind of idiotic behavior is going to continue. It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. That's why I keep saying, know who you're going to vote for. Just vote for people because you see somebody else vote. Well, know who you're voting for. Make sure that person has your agenda and not theirs. Now, obviously, this lady right here, she's such an idiot. She thinks that it's literally okay for her to be that way. And trust me, y'all, I am trying my best to track this lady down to see if I can get her on this show. Trying my best. Don't know if I even want her on the show, but I think we need to talk to her. We need to find out why she feels it was okay to be that way. Why she feels it was okay to call those two ladies the N-word when they weren't even bothering her. Wake up. Wake up, y'all, because I'm telling you, it can only get worse. And I know what some of you are going to say. Well, we call each other the N-word. See, and you're right. We do. They do. I don't. But that needs to stop also. That has to stop. If it doesn't, then we're not any better than these people. Guys, what is it going to take? What is it going to take for us to realize that we need to get our stuff together? We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate ourselves about who we are putting in office, and we need to educate ourselves about when we need to vote, why we're voting. Stop all the silliness. Stop all the plans, because this is going to get worse. I keep telling y'all. I told you that a long time ago, and look where we're at now. See, a lot of people thought because we had President Obama in office that it's okay. But see, a lot of people didn't do what they were supposed to on their end either. Y'all, we got to get it together. We got to get it together. But this lady crazy. This lady is crazy. And I really don't feel sorry for her, because there's no reason to feel sorry for her. She had no business calling those ladies that. She had no business at all saying that to those ladies. Number to call, 668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, we come back. Hopefully we'll be talking to someone from Walker Reed's campaign, and we can see what they got going on. And I tell you, it's gonna be a great interview, guys. So sit back, relax. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Yeah, they better. I can't give up now. I can't give up now. I done came too far. They don't wanna see me shine. I can't help it, I'ma start. I can't help it, I'ma start. I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it. Just watch it. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. We in our zone. Don't even approach us. Yeah, can't get better.
I'm focused, I'm hoping to motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shoot me instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to
flame on.
I got
flame
these rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story. I'm
Ladies, y'all on the show?
I'm here.
Okay. I wanted to, I just introduced you. I didn't know if you had heard me or not.
No, I did.
Okay. Can you hear, you can hear me now, right?
I can.
You can. What about now?
I can hear you.
Okay. So is both of, are both of you on?
No, it's just me.
Okay. Well, we are joined by Miss Adams. And
yes.
I tell you, Miss Adams, I'm sorry for the rough introduction. I don't know what's going on. Somebody messing with us. I must have said the wrong thing and I got people messing with my network now. but it's okay, because I'm gonna continue to talk. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no doubt. I know what you guys are doing is a task in itself. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I put these festivals together, but I have, you know, some support from some very good people sometimes. Sometimes I put them on by myself, so I do know where you're coming from, but not on this kind of level. I don't know what exactly you're feeling when you're going through something like this. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Shay Adams. I met actually I call him Mr. Muhammad because I met him through high school, and my son was a student there when I met Mr. Muhammad. And my son, he very much looked up to you while he was a student there, and he very much appreciates you speaking to him in his class about your religion and whatnot. So I want to give you a mad shout out for educating the kids on that. But I've been a volunteer with HUSP for a long time, and I did some advocating for HUSP, and I called upon Mayor Reed. He was not the mayor at the time, to kind of help me out on my committee, because what I was trying to do was get the sports facilities up to par, especially the track facilities. And he coached me along. He seen my leadership skills and what I was doing. And we were able to get at least $110,000 worth of renovation done to the sports facilities at HUSP. So that's kind of who I am, and that's kind of how Mayor Reed saw my leadership skills. So fast forward about a year later, because I've been knowing Mayor Reed since I was about 14 years old.
Okay.
He went to the same church as my family. And so I always kind of knew him, I always looked up to him, I always saw him encouraging the congregation to vote. That was his stance, because he was a city councilman then. He was like, you all need to get out and vote, you need to learn your candidate, vote, vote, vote. So I remember him from that. So he was like one of the only elected officials that I kind of felt comfortable going to when I was going through my ordeal lobbying to get this money for HUSP. And so in 2017, he said, hey, Shay, I want you to be my treasurer when I run for mayor. And I'm like, heck yeah, I will do this, not knowing what I was signing up for, but I knew that he was the man for the job. So here I am going the second round with Mayor Reed, and campaigning for him to be the mayor of Gastonia.
Now, what does it take to put on a successful campaign like you guys did before? I noticed countless of hours of not coming home till later on, but what does it really take?
Well, I want to put out there that Mayor Reed, He has a very close relationship with God. And this was laid upon him by God to he needs to run. And before he came to me to be his treasurer, he told me that God sent to him who needs to be his campaign manager and who needs to be his treasurer. And he followed God's order. So when he came to me, I'm just excited that, you know, my mentor who has helped me along decided, yes, me. Now, Mayor Reed had already been a city councilman for 16 years. So he was campaigning like the back of his hand. I was the one that was green, and the campaign managers was the one that was green on campaign. We had never worked the campaign. So he got us a blueprint of what he wanted done. Now, Mayor Reed is the type of person, once he give you the blueprint, he expects for you to put your funk on it, okay? Yo, I call it my pig duck. But he says, this is what I want done, and he lets you put your funk and your stank on it. And that's what we did. So he give us the guidelines of, because, again, he had ran plenty of times and had won. So he told us, this is what we need to do. And, you know, he wants the millennials involved because these millennials, I swear, they know the internet in and out and social media. They know that stuff. So, you know, Mayor Reed's a little bit older, you know, he knows a little bit about the internet. But, you know, again, he expects us to put our funk on whatever he, you know, assigns us to do. And that's what we do.
Right. I ain't going to call him old now.
Now, he's not that old, but, you know, he's wise. We'll just say he's wise.
Yeah. That's what my son says. When he see gray hair, he says, oh, those are your wise hair. I say, yeah. So you need to listen to what I got to say. Now, this campaign, it's a whole lot different than the last campaign.
It is.
And
it is.
I know there's new faces, and I know, you know, the agenda is definitely geared towards, you know, the success of Gaston County, Gastonia, that is, and the surrounding area. And, you know, sometimes I don't even know how Mayor Reed does it, because I know I'm an early bird. I'm up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'm getting messages and inspirational quotes and seeing, I'm like, okay, so this dude is up before me. I said, so, you know, I don't know how much sleep he gets.
I will say this. The other day, I call it the Walker Shuffle, right? So, you know, Walker gets invited to different events and stuff throughout the day. You know, he has his council meetings and whatnot. And I did a little bit of the Walker Shuffle through Gastonia. And I only went to 2 meetings with him. Man, when I got home, I was so tired. So I don't know how Mayor Reed does it, but he does what he does, and he does it well.
Now, and that gets to what the point I want to make, because there's so many people. You know, when I'm talking to them about, you know, Mayor Reed and the progress that's going on in Gastonia, the first thing I hear is, well, what has he done? What does he do? And I most of the times I ask them, do you not follow him on Facebook? Do you not see all the things that's going on? And, you know, people, if they haven't even talk to the man, as they said when Malcolm died, Malcolm X, they said, if you haven't talked to Malcolm, you didn't get a chance to know Malcolm, then you shouldn't judge Malcolm. And why is it that we got so many judgmental people in this area but haven't picked up the phone and probably have never sat down and spoke with the man?
Well, I'm going to throw it back on you. What did the can they tell you what the previous mayor did? Could they even tell you who was the previous mayor?
No, they can't.
So if they can't tell you who the previous mayor and what the previous mayor did, how can they hold Mayor Reed to a higher accountability, and you didn't hold the previous mayor to that same level of standards?
Exactly. And I know for a fact the previous mayor didn't do jack, because I couldn't see it. Didn't do anything in the neighborhoods that he needed to do it in. And I just put it out there. But, you know, I really feel good about what I've seen so far in the Gastonia area. And, I know there's lots of people throwing their name in the hat.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's interesting in itself.
Well, I'm going to kind of talk about that, right?
Okay.
So, Mayor Reed was a city councilman for 16 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even before that, he had been a firefighter for the city of Gastonia and then moved on to the city of Charlotte and, you
mm-hmm.
know, did his career in the fire services. So he had mm-hmm. been with the city all along, and then he
mm-hmm.
ran for the council. So
mm-hmm.
this man has become a staple in the community with public service.
Right.
Okay? So he
mm-hmm.
has learned the ins and outs of a city.
Right.
Now, wouldn't you say the mayor of a city is like a CEO of a company?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So I say to you, do you want somebody to be the CEO of your city, a.k.a. the mayor, that has not learned the ins and the outs of the city, has not sat on a council, has not, you know, been on some of the advisory boards or anything? And this
Uh-oh.
Is something Walker has done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know your platform is know the candidate. You gotta know that your candidate is for real about your city that you're living in, has put in the work.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the main things I talk about. I mean, this is not a dog and pony show. This is real life, and this is real people being affected by decisions. And we need somebody that that can effectively speak on behalf of everybody.
Right.
Are you guys looking to have any debates? And that might not be a question for you, but I'm gonna have Mayor Reed on the show, and I'm definitely gonna ask him that too. But do you think that some point down the road that you guys will be open to debating?
Well,
I already know what Mayor Reed's gonna say. I already know what he's gonna say.
Well, they invite the candidates. They mean, like I know the last time that he ran. Seemed like the Rotary Club did like an open forum, the Democratic Party, the Tea Party. They all hosted political forums where Mayor Reed hates the word politician, but candidates can
mm-hmm.
sit on the forum and they have questions asked to them, not necessarily of the debate, but there's
mm-hmm.
a question answer type session. Mayor Reed also has Meet the Mayor or Meet the Candidate type forum where he
mm-hmm.
will tell you his plan and give a chance for question answering sessions afterwards.
Okay. And you know what? Without even throwing this question to him, I know he's going to be down for it if it happens. If it has to happen,
oh, yeah.
I know he'll be down for it. And,
so,
you know,
Mayor
and that's
Reed,
what. Go ahead.
Mayor Reed stays ready.
Yeah, and I think that's what some of the other people who are running for the position need to keep in mind. Now, if I'm not mistaken, how many are running? Is it two or three more?
Okay, so on the ballot, there will be two people. There will
mm-hmm.
be Mayor Reed, and then there will be a man named Kim Price. That
mm.
will be on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So last Friday at 12 noon, the filing to run for any political office in Gastonia, well, in Gaston County, ended. So if you filled out your paperwork in time.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in
mm-hmm.
mind, in time, in a timely manner. Because
mm-hmm.
when you in office, you got to do things in a timely manner. Am I not right?
You're correct.
You can't drop the ball. You got to do things in time.
You're correct.
So there will be two names on the ballot. Now, I have been told that there's somebody else that had filled out the paperwork, but they didn't do it in a timely manner. So their name will not be on the ballot.
Okay.
And at any time, you can write in anybody's name.
Oh, yeah. So well, I know people write in Mickey Mouse.
Exactly. And I was just going to bring up that point. If you ever really look at the results of a race, and you notice that it doesn't add up to 100%, like somebody has 52%, and the other person has like 38, that
right.
Other margin is people writing in folks' names. So it could be Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, you know, anybody.
That's right.
And that happens. And poor thing, the people that work at the Board of Election actually have to count up Mickey Mouse's and Donald Duck's.
Yes, oh. Trust me. Because when President Obama ran in 2008, I was one of those people up there working at that Board of Election. So, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You're
absolutely
those
right.
Got to be counted.
So, Price. Is this the Let's Make Gastonia Great Again guy?
Mm-hmm. It
okay.
Absolutely is. If you go to his website, that is what he put on his page. He wanted to make Gastonia great.
Gastonia is already great. I guess he must have just moved here from somewhere else.
And it's progressing to be even better than great.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we're not even gonna entertain him right now because I don't want to give none of this positive energy to him in any manner or fashion. Are there anything planned coming up right now for Mayor Reed that the listeners and the people in the area can go check him out?
Well, I want to leave that open for when you do talk to Mayor Reed and
okay.
To Mayor Reed's campaign manager because
okay.
I'm on finance. However, I will say make sure that you're on his Facebook page, his Instagram page. You want to definitely stay on those and then check his website, www.WalkerReedForMayor.com. All of those things
okay.
will be listed on one on all three of those platforms.
Okay. Well, I'm really eager to see how when it really starts to get going, how everything starts to unfold. Because you know, only the season. And let me say this: only seasoned people, individuals. Know how they're going to handle things. You know, it's like Tiger Woods. You know, when Tiger was when he just won his last Masters, and Tiger was around the 14th hole, he had no worry on his face, no worry because he's been there before. He knew how to handle it. He knew his game plan, and all he had to do was execute it. And you know, talking to Mayor Reed the other day, I sense that with him. I sense that there, you know what, all this buffoonery that's going around, it's like I'm not even worried about that. I already know my game plan. I already know what I'm going to do, and it's just time to execute. And those people, man, you got to have a plan for those type of people. If you don't, you're going to be looking crazy. And I think we're getting ready to see a lot of people looking crazy right now.
Well, this is what I will say about Mayor Reed. You're right. He absolutely has a plan. We're sticking to the plan. We will execute the plan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have our assignment. Now, what I will say about this, we take no candidate lightly.
Right.
We don't
right.
take anybody lightly. So if you Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, we coming for you now. And we're planning on winning. We're planning on winning. Like, we got our game plan, and we're planning on winning. And we're not, and I mean, we're working hard. And when I say we, Mayor Reed has a core team. So, again, before he even filed, he already knew who his key players are. And we met
oh, yeah.
long before he filed. to run.
Okay.
So the team was already ready, and we was already kind of plugging in who we think may run and whatever. So we were working out our game plan in different ways. So it's just not execution time, and I mean that.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see how I know the end results. In my heart and my mind, I know the end results, and I can't wait to see how things start to unfold. And there's gonna be some people get found out. There's gonna be some people who are gonna want to quit, and they just might drop out, and because that oven is hot sometimes, and if you're not prepared, you definitely gonna burn up. So I don't go into the oven when it's hot, and I know I'm not prepared. So I can't wait. And, you know, as I told Mayor Reed last go-around, that he has a platform here on the show. Anytime y'all need a platform, let me know, and we will get down and let's talk. And if you guys mess around and have a debate, I definitely want to be one of the mediators in that debate. So I'm going to throw my name out there right now.
All right.
Just to let you know.
I think you'll be
awesome. I really appreciate
it. Well.
Thank you. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, it's a couple of things that I will like to say. Something that makes a successful campaign is, one, you have to support, okay? And there's three ways you can support, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One, you need to be registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you to vote. We don't need you to think, he got it. He don't need my vote. We need you to vote.
That's right.
Two, we need you to volunteer. All of us
are volunteers.
This is a grassroots campaign. When I say grassroots, I mean, ain't nobody getting paid for this.
That's right.
This is our love and our dedication to Walker, and we are volunteers. We're all volunteers, okay?
Right.
The third thing I need, we need your financial support. You see T-shirts, those yard signs? We have to have financial support to make sure that we win. Now, something that we do as a campaign is $5 Friday, and today is Friday, so I have to plug it since I am the financial person on his staff. $5 Friday. Is we ask that you pack your lunch, take your lunch, and donate $5. Now, you know darn well you pay more than $5 for your lunch, right?
Every day. That's right.
All I'm asking is for $5. $5 every Friday. $5. That way we can get the printed materials that we need. We can have our website up. We can get those T-shirts that everybody loves. The yard sign.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have money to run a campaign. That is so important. So if you guys would log on to Walker's website, www.walkerreed, and that's Reed spelled R-E-I-D for mayor, and that is the spelling out the word of for, F-O-R, for mayor.com, there is a donate button there. You can donate via PayPal on the website, and or you can send your check to 1019 Wood Hill Drive, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28054. And make sure you put in your check, Walker Reed for mayor. But we have to have some donations to make sure that we can get the materials we need to actually campaign and be a full-fledged campaign.
And on this show, I'm going to reiterate that each show and let people know where they can go to donate, and together we're going to work this out.
Wow, I certainly appreciate that.
We definitely going to work this out. And you're right, it takes money to run a campaign. And if you guys are serious about supporting Mayor Reed, then you need to go and donate. You need to donate. You need to donate. You need to donate and volunteer. I'll throw that in there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, yes. on the website, you can sign up to get emails, and you can sign up to volunteer.
I tell you, Miss Adams, he sure got a fighter in you, and
yeah.
I know you're gonna do him right, and
of course.
I just hope when we run in, one of us can be on that bandwagon for the other.
You know you got my full support.
And you have mine. You know that. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I can't wait to get walk on here. And we get down to some of that nitty-gritty. And you keep grinding. And we're going to keep grinding for you. We're going to keep grinding for you. I promise you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, the platform, and continue to plug Walker Reed for Mayor. Reed indeed, 2019.
That's right. We definitely will. Thank you for coming on the show, Queen. And
thank
I will reach
you.
Out to you, and we will talk again off the air.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. You be easy, okay?
All right. You too.
Guys, if you don't do nothing else, go to the website, donate, and lend a helping hand. You know, let Walker know that you have his back when it comes to this race. It's an important race. It's very important, and I think that we all need to take it. For the importance that it is, because it's very important. Number to call, 646-668-8743. That number again, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Come back to me. Come back to me. Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Number to call was 646-668-8743. Guys, I want to tell you real quick, I appreciate everything you do for this radio show, because without you guys, I would not be able to continue this. I do this for you. I give you this platform because I am your voice in this community. And I promise you, there's no one else giving you this platform but me. And I will give you this platform each and every time you need it. So I thank you guys for the love and support that you give me. Continue to give it. I will give it right back to you. If you don't do nothing else, tell someone today that you love them, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. Tomorrow's not promised. And I tell you, I love you guys with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So without further ado, without saying anything else running my mouth and getting more overage on this show, I love you guys. As-salamu alaykum, meaning peace be unto you. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day. Today. On Monday. Make sure y'all get out there. WalkerReedForMayor.com. That's www.WalkerReedForMayor.com. Hashtag Reading D 2019. And make sure that your voice and your vote counts and is heard. See you next week.